Okay, hi, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd, continuing blown off here. Great couple dates, and then he talked to his parents, Kate?
Okay, you guys, so his parents called, we were at dinner, and he steps away, but totally within earshot, and I hear him talking to his parents, and he basically was like, absolutely, Mommy, I'm going to absolutely do that. And sure, I can, like, come over this weekend and help Daddy move some furniture. Oh, Mommy, I love you too. So, okay, tell Daddy I see him this weekend. It's like, it was like, so, whoa, what is going on right now?
So, wait a minute. So, you're blowing him off because he called his parents Mommy and Daddy?
Wouldn't you? I mean, who does that? We're like old in the realm of the world. I mean, we're like in our 30s, you know. I don't know. He's almost 40. I mean, like, Mommy, Daddy? Like, not Ma, not Dad, but like Mommy, Daddy. Like, I don't know, you guys. It just weirded me out because we're dating, have been. We've been intimate, you know. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It, like, put me in a weird headspace. Listen to me. I don't even know, but it was weird. And I just was like, I need a minute. I just feel like, I don't
know. She needs a minute.
I just needed a minute.
Keith, so, okay.
I mean, I don't know what to say. Yeah, I'm in my as you pointed out, closer to 40 now than 30. Thank you for that, Kate. But, yeah, I call my parents Mommy and Daddy. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't think
it was.
You guys,
do you hear how weird that sounds? Like,
it's a little, especially because you have such, like, a deep voice.
Right, it's like, hello, Mommy.
Yeah.
I love his voice.
I would prefer the word quirky over weird, but I didn't think it was a blow off reason. I did not. Yeah, no one. Listen, I got buddies, and we bust each other's balls all the time. None of them have ever given me a hard time, so I call my Mommy, Mommy.
There's no way that they've heard you say Mommy and not given you a hard time.
Yeah, it's just behind your back,
Dad. Yeah, parents, so they don't see them a lot, but you know.
Yeah.
Really that weird? I mean, is it really that bad? You would hold on. You would. We got along. We had an awesome time. We find each other attractive, and you're willing to just blow it all off because I call my parents Mommy and Daddy.
It's funny.
Every time.
I can't even. It's like, yeah. It's like hard to take you seriously because it just sounds like you should still be wearing a diaper and you have a friend.
I will say, in Keith's, semi-defense, I will say that I definitely called my mom Mommy, and I think I called my dad Daddy, too, for, like, longer than the average person.
What does that mean?
Like, a year or two ago. No, I'm just kidding. No, like, I was probably... Like, even like near, like around high school, around other people, I would say Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
But if I was talking to my siblings or if I was talking to my dad, I would be like, oh, yeah, Mommy's on the way. But I realized it started to sound immature. So I changed it. Now it's been Mom and Dad for longer than it was Mommy and Daddy, for the record.
So Mommy was on the way?
I think
you don't feel that
guys...
Mom and Dad is less personal than Mommy and Daddy?
No, you're a big boy now.
you guys, I grew up with an Italian family, and I'm so used to hearing my dad call his ma, like, ma, ma.
Right.
I'm used to, like, East Coast, like Mommy, Daddy. That sounds like from Britain and or...
Well, which would be worse, Kate? If he called it, he calls her Mommy. If which would be worse, that or if he called his mom Mother?
Mommy.
Oh God. Oh, I don't know.
Mommy is way weirder.
Mother, I think, is weirder.
Mother is you're getting kidnapped and locked in the basement. Mommy is I need a pacifier and my teddy bear or something.
I think I'm on the same page with her.
Listen, I mean, the reality is that. At one point, I did try to kind of tone things down and go to just Mom and Dad, but it just seemed weird. I've been calling them Mommy and Daddy my whole life, and it just, I don't know, it's just easier to go in that direction. But if it's going to cost me, you know, getting sex, then I don't know.
Oh, my God, you just threw it right out there.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my. I love your voice. I just got to say, like, I've missed talking to you, and... I know I did not handle this in a grown-up way, but I think we can all agree, and I know Blake and Kelly, I mean, I know you guys are going to agree with me. When something goes wonky, like in a dating scenario, it's like you can't just like buzz by it and act like everything's cool. You know, like I
well,
feel like I couldn't just text him back and call him and like hang out and hook up. And it was going to be in the back of my mind. So I like needed that minute, like I said, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, I think it is kind of a silly reason to completely, you know, discount someone as a potential.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we could turn this into a fun inside joke between us. And if I hit them and they're cool and not like weird, maybe this can just be something fun. We can,
yeah. You know, yeah. So I mean, good. So you guys are going to do another date.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. I like that. That works.
All right, good.
Sweet.
Tell your mommy.
And your daddy.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
Well, cool.
All right. Well, and enjoy your date.
We will.
Good luck.
Thank you guys for kind of sorting this out for us.
Yeah. No problem. If you're ever getting blown off, go to coast931.com. Yeah.